We only interview local experts. Well, at least you know they do interviews with experts. Before you cave to the competition, counter it. If some sort of competition is identified during your pitch, ask questions so you know how to counter it. The pitch challenge today: start sowing the seeds of doubt in your prospect's mind about whether or not your competitor really is the best for them. Going back to my media example, if someone tells me that they only use local doctors for interviews, I might explain that my doctor is a specialist in his or her field and that the information provided could be communicated back to someone's local doctor for a beneficial health outcome, especially since the waiting list to see top medical specialists can be really long or inaccessible to most people. I share this example because it has worked many times when I encounter this objection with journalists whom I'm pitching my doctor experts to for interviews. However, there are many other examples of ways you can start sowing seeds of doubt into someone's mind about some form of competition they are supposedly sold on. If I'm pitching my own publicity services to a potential client and I'm up against a really large PR firm, I might mention that most small to mid-sized companies can feel a bit lost at big agencies and not receive the same personalized, hands-on service that a smaller agency like mine can provide. Highlight your benefits or the value of what you are pitching compared to the competition. Bottom line is, don't retreat when competition is brought into the conversation. Find out what your prospect's attraction is to the competition so you know if and how you can beat it and change their minds.